problems on in the Torres Strait, of course, with these issues.
Yeah, I think it may have been highlighted before on your visit up there. The main one was that after hours, all calls to the Tisdalen police station directed to Cairns police station,
yes.
Which is a big issue in regards to complaints being made after hours and actually an action taken upon them. I read in the Torres News apparently that some people were complaining that the actual decision of what was to be done was being made by police in Cairns. I'm not sure if this is correct or not, but the action that needed to be taken was that the decision was being made down here. But it gets really frustrating when you're on TI and someone's having a very loud party next door to you and you can't do anything because the police officers aren't there. Like you said yourself, police officers need time off too and they need to sleep as well. We can understand that.
Sure.
I'm not too sure. I think looking at the cookie patrol that actually operates on TI itself and how much influence they have in regards to working with the police as well, because that's another aspect that needs to be looked at in getting them to all work together, and they have in just recent incidents in the cultural centre at the high school on Thursday Island that these two organisations work together, and there was a...
That's the cookie patrol, that's the night, in effect a night patrol.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so
who runs that up there?
That's run through the track community. That's at the back of the island there.
The local council, the Torres Strait. This issue of call diversion is an issue that seems to have come up quite a lot on the consultations. I don't know what the police attitude on that is. It's a bit harder. It seems to happen everywhere these days. I understand in Victoria there's one call centre after hours for the entire state. How do you see it, Assistant Commissioner?
It'll be the same in Queensland in the next few years. There will be a call centre which will take all calls, and they'll be prioritised, and the emergent calls will go to the centres where the response is. A lot of those calls, the majority of the calls, will be low-level calls which can be dealt with by the call centre itself as opposed to the local police.
Yes, I do note it's perhaps topical, but in your local paper here this morning, someone complaining about the call centre not knowing how to spell Curramine Beach and taking up time. It's a problem, but I don't know how we can overcome that.
Just it gets to be a problem too when you watch City Homicide on TV on Monday nights and the police are on duty 24 hours a day.